Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore from April of 2012, Selena discussed old and new ways of bringing in the May and creating personal and group Beltane rituals.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and I wish you all in the Northern Hemisphere a happy Beltane, and for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, a good Samhain. Today we're going to explore Beltane celebrations, old and new ways of creating personal, household, and group ceremonies and traditions. We're going to take a look at some chants and some symbols and some lore. And we're going to have a time in the second part of our hour together for those of you who wish to join in a call-in sharing circle and to share some ideas via the chat. We begin with an invocation. We call into our lives the blessings of Beltane, the flowering of life, the promise of new possibilities, the growth of creative endeavors, the welcoming in of the warmer half of the year. Spirit of Beltane, come to us. Spirit of Beltane, be with us. Spirit of Beltane, delight us. So mote it be. Beltane, also known as May Day, May Eve, Walpurgis Night, and some other terms depending on the tradition, is a time that is the height of the spring season. It typically is celebrated on or near April 30th and May 1st, or some people will celebrate on the full moon closest, which is right at Beltane time, May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd this year. Some will celebrate more at the midpoint between the spring equinox and the summer solstice, May 5th, 6th, or 7th. Some of us, myself included, will celebrate Beltane over a series of days and nights. For me, I begin my Beltane celebration with Earth Day, April 22nd, for that's a time of not only celebrating our connection with the circle of life on planet Earth, our home, but it's a holiday of renewal and regeneration and prosperity and sustaining life. And those are some themes that not only work for Beltane now, but that have their roots in the ancient times, a time of celebrating nature in its springtime exuberance and its flowering sensuality. Dancing the Maypole is an ancient tradition that continues to be part of spring celebrations and in many parts of the world. For some people, they dance the maypole as an English or European folk custom. Many people are familiar with the interweaving of brightly colored ribbons from the maypole. But actually, the ribbon dance is said to be a much more recent phenomena, actually beginning in the 19th century. But maypoles have had circles of people dancing around them for hundreds of years. There was a time in old Europe, even during the time that Europe had been Christianized, where maypole dancing continued on. It was a way of welcoming in the spring. And this holiday, during the Christianization of Europe, actually was linked to Mary and statues of Mary within Catholic churches would be crowned on May 1st or on the Sunday closest. That custom goes back to the ancient times of celebrating what some people might call Mother Nature and Father Nature, or the May Queen and the May King. And indeed, the whole idea of union of earth and sky, of God and goddess, of fertility, of creativity, these themes are woven into the lore of the maypole and the maypole dance, and it continues to be so today for many people. The maypole was set up in village squares and out in rural areas and was a permanent fixture in many places. In England, maypoles that had been standing for many years got cut down when the Puritans took political control in the 1600s. But they did go back up in some places after that era had passed. However, the damage was done, and in some places, maypoles are erected for maypole dancing at the beginning of May, but you don't find that many permanent maypoles now in the 21st century. But if you come to Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, you will see one. Yes, our maypole is up year-round. We dance it in connection with our Beltane celebration, which is the first Saturday in May. We dance it with long ribbons and two circles of people, one going clockwise, one counterclockwise, people in pairs, and the ribbons are woven over, under, over, under, or under, over, depending on which circle that you are in, and you can get a very wonderfully interwoven ribbon sheath to the pole itself through such maypole dancing. It's one of our favorite traditions in connection with Beltane. And people celebrate the dancing of the maypole in many places, not just at pagan festivals, but at folk fairs, at Renaissance fairs. So the maypole dancing custom is alive and well. Indeed, when Wisconsin, where Circle Sanctuary makes its home, had its 150th birthday celebration a few years back, there was a celebration of cultural diversity within the state of Wisconsin, and one of the ways of celebrating the English settlers of Wisconsin was with a maypole dance right up on the Capitol lawn in the center of Madison, which I took great delight in photographing and celebrating. There are some other symbols and traditions that have their roots in the ancient past connected with Beltane. That of flowers, flower garlands, crowns of flowers, the exchange of flowers, the creation of May baskets, baskets filled with living flowers or cut flowers that are placed on the doorsteps of homes of neighbors and friends and family. One of the traditions of May baskets is to get up really early on May Day morning and go forth with May baskets and putting them right on the doorstep of the neighbors, ringing the doorbell and then disappearing. So in a way, it's a surprise gift. When I was growing up in Virginia, we not only had maypole dancing in the public schools as a folk tradition, but we made May baskets as part of our way of keeping alive traditions that had been brought to what's now known as the Commonwealth of Virginia by the English settlers who founded Jamestown in 1607. So we've had Beltane celebrations in the form of May Day customs for several hundred years in that part of the United States. At Circle Sanctuary's Beltane Festival, we've adapted the May basket custom in several ways. One year, we had, as part of the youth activities, the youth make some May baskets, fashion baskets out of construction paper, got some wildflowers that were growing on the property and put them in the baskets, and on Saturday morning of our Beltane Festival, which starts on a Friday and goes through the weekend until Sunday afternoon, they would go up to tents, not houses, the tents of people who had gathered for the celebration and left them there. And the adults found this to be just a wonderful touch. Another way that we've done the May basket tradition is to take plants, little flower budding flower plants, and that are rooted in little containers and fill baskets with them and carry them around to different parts of our Beltane venue. We'd have them inside our temple room, we'd have them around the maypole, we'd have them on the feasting tables and other places. So literally we had flowers that were blooming that had been grown in greenhouses or in some cases in people's homes and had been dug up or actually planted into these flats of seedlings then that had now bloomed and had them available. And then at the end of the festival, some of those plants were planted in our gardens and some were given away to the festival goers. So that's a contemporary way of keeping alive a May basket custom. Another old tradition is that of Morris dancing, dancing in the May. Morris dancers are folk dancers from Old England that have particular garb, usually have some forms of bells. They look like giant jingle bells that are put on straps and worn around the knees and sometimes also around the arms. Many Morris dancers dress all in white, sometimes with a colorful vest. Those vests might be all matching. And Morris dancers still exist today. They're keeping alive those traditions. Each village would have its Morris dancers and would develop their own customs of dancing to wake up the vegetation, to celebrate the spring, and to do fertility dances. We have the Oak Apple Morris dancers, who are a traditional English folk dance troupe from Madison, Wisconsin, which is a short distance from where Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve is, and we have them come out every year and do a series of dances. Now, they are multicultural and have their own backgrounds from a number of different places. Some are from England, and many are from America. Another thing about the Oak Apple Morris dancers has to do with gender. Many of the old Morris dancer troops that we have lore coming down to us from, there were men who did the dances. But Madison, Wisconsin has been known for its innovative and progressive social changes, and it is a dance troupe that has both men and women in it. It's great. Part of Morris dancing involves dancing with sticks that are clacked together and tapped on the ground as a way of stimulating plant growth and doing fertility magic, quite honestly. Staves and sticks, and sometimes the Morris dancers will dance with brooms or with swords, and it's quite colorful and lively and joyful, bringing their own music and also some special characters. And certainly going back hundreds of years in Old England, there would be processions in the streets, not only the Morris dancers themselves, but some of their characters and their troops. One of those characters would be the Obby Horse. Another would be the Green Man. And sometimes people came in the garb of chimney sweeps for good luck, and ones would get their chimneys swept as part of the way of doing heating one's home. One had the hearth fire, so there was magic around that. Our Morris dancers that come to our community have, instead of a hobby horse, which is a costume that has a horse-like head to it, well, this is Wisconsin after all, so we have a contemporary form of the hobby horse, which is the hobby cow, and it's in black and white spotted garb with a cow's head on it, and it's really a fabulous part of the troop. And they have a Green Man image that at times they will be parading around with and using in the dances. And another colorful character that is associated with some Morris dance troops is what's known as the Betty, which is a man dressed in women's clothing representing the union of male and female. Now, the Betty with the Oak Apple Morris dancers is a very stately and portly man with a beautiful gray beard, dressed in pink, carrying a parasol and a basket full of poppy seed cakes for fertility. And during one of the dances, he will go around with the cakes and invite those who have assembled to watch the Morris dancing to take part. In addition to watching Morris dancing at this time of year, it can be really fun to participate in the Morris dancing. And one of the oldest dances that they have in the repertoire is actually a round, which is an original maypole dance. And they teach that every year. And those in our community and festival goers that are joining us all have the opportunity to dance a traditional ancient Morris dance for maypole dancing around our very maypole. In addition to Morris dancing, there are some other lively activities that have been associated with Beltane. One of the old traditions that we keep alive in our own way is that of balefire kindling and leaping. The idea is that you jump the fire for good luck, for good health, for cleansing away the old from the cold weather half of the year passing and bringing in the new. We have our own version of balefire leaping, which involves taking the dried stems of mugwort that was harvested at Lunasa, or our Green Spirit Festival. We've removed the leaves, and we have all of these long stalks. And they're quite dry, obviously, by this time of year. And we kindle mugwort, and it makes a nice blaze, but one that isn't so high that people of different abilities and mobility and ages won't be able to jump over it. We have people jumping over individually in groups, and that is a culmination of each year's Beltane main community ritual. Another tradition that we've developed at Circle Sanctuary is our own take on the May Court. The idea of a May Queen is something quite old. The May Queen is an embodiment, a symbol for the great goddess, the goddess of the springtime, the goddess of flowers, the goddess who's Mother Earth. She can go by many names, but at Beltane, we call her the May Queen. Some say the May Queen actually is Flora, the goddess Flora, who was the goddess of flowers amongst the ancient Roman pagans. But we have our May Queen be a multicultural, multi-tradition goddess representation. And we have a May King who some may also call Jack in the Green or the Green God. And he's a representation of the God force of nature. We select our May Queen and our May King by lotto. So as people arrive at the festival, they have the opportunity to enter our Royal Court of Beltane lotto. Women can enter the May Queen. Men can enter the May King. But I added years ago the May couple. And the May couple can be a heterosexual couple, or it can be a same-sex couple. And I added that dimension, the Beltane spirit couple or May couple, as a way of being able to honor the diversity that we have within our community of people and gender and sexual orientation. And we've had a variety of people selected for our May Court over the years. We do a drawing and then a crowning with garland crowns. We have had old, middle-aged, and young May Queens, and same with the May Kings, and we've had same-sex May couples as well as heterosexual May couples. One year, Dennis and I became the May couple, and that was really a lot of fun, and we've had some other couples in our community find that their time as a May couple was really sweet, coinciding with anniversaries sometimes, and it's a lot of fun. And the May couple and the May King and the May Queen in our Beltane ritual have the opportunity to be right around the maypole as we dance it exuberantly and with joy. And as our community weaves the maypole, the May Court starts crouching down closer to the ground. As people get closer and closer, we have a whole group of drummers that provide the rhythms, and sometimes we'll have people playing flutes or other kinds of instruments, and it's a joyful celebration. And once the maypole is completely done and the ribbons are tied to the pole, once they've woven all the way down, then our custom that we've developed is to have different groups of people in the community come up to the pole and touch the pole. We usually invite first those people in our community who want to conceive or inseminate someone to conceive children. So we actually do the reproductive fertility opportunity for people to come up and feel the good energy of that maypole dance and let it flow into their lives. And yes, indeed, in our community, we have had some couples who have done that form of Beltane magic end up conceiving and giving birth to babies 9 months later or so. We also have people come up who are youth wanting to have some of that Beltane energy to energize them and bring well-being for their growth. We have seniors come up for rejuvenation as they continue their journey through life. We have single people come up and married people come up and a lot of different combinations, and it's a lot of fun. We generally have several hundred people at our Beltane celebrations, so having an opportunity for everyone to be able to connect with the magic of the maypole has been really a lot of fun. Another custom that we've developed in our community is to have baby blessings as part of our Beltane ceremony. And we generally do this before we dance the maypole. We have all the beautiful colored ribbons stretched out and staked into the ground. So in essence, we have kind of this open-air cone of beautiful colors. And within that setting right next to the pole, we do a blessing of the young ones that have been born into our community and celebrate the parents and the God and Goddess parents and have a great celebration. So as you can tell, there's a number of themes that flow through Beltane as a tradition. It's the height of spring, and in some traditions, in some Celtic traditions, it's actually considered the start of summer or the warm time. The idea of fertility, but not just reproductive fertility and fertility of the land and crops, but one way that we work with fertility has to do with creativity. Not only for people who are graphic artists, painters, jewelers, and other craftspeople, musicians, and people who are in the performing arts of theater, mime, and poets, not only that whole artistic musical flowering, but for people who would like to enhance their own creativity. And one of the things that I'll be doing at this year's Beltane celebration at Circle Sanctuary is a flower magic workshop and talking about flowers as a way of enhancing creativity. I also will be doing some flowering of creativity meditations as part of our full moon celebration right at full moon time, right following our Beltane festival. What are some things that one might do personally for Beltane? One of the things I recommend is to put a wreath of flowers on your door. They could be fresh flowers that you craft in a wreath, or dry flowers, or they could be silk flowers. To bring flower imagery into your home could be going on a walk out to a place where There may be wildflowers growing that you can harvest and to actually bring in the flowers and bring in the green into your home. Or it can be take the form of silk flowers, other types of flower symbols that you bring into the home. Taking in the greens, going outdoors and honoring greening trees and, in a sacred way, harvesting a budding and leafing branch. Another piece that one could do for a personal celebration is an all-night quest to connect with the spiritual dimensions of nature on May Eve. For May Eve is the time in many traditions, including the circle craft, of the little people, the fae, the fairy folk, the she, and paying respects to the spiritual dimensions of nature. I'm putting out an offering for the fae folk. Another tradition that one may want to incorporate in personal practice is to engage in some kind of creative activity. And if you are in relationship with a significant other, to have a fun time together, to go on a date, have a special dinner, to go into the woods and frolic. And I'll leave that up to your own imagination, how you might be able to do that so that our show is rated PG for sure. So those are some ideas and some ways of Beltane celebrations that I've worked with. Another tradition that I do personally and that some people will do as part of our celebration is that of connecting with the dew of Beltane and at dawn going forth and taking some of that dew and wetting your face and your head, anointing yourself with the Beltane dew, or on May Day morning. It's a wonderful time to celebrate life and renewal, but one also needs to be aware Beltane is joyful and colorful, but in that growth and exuberance, there also is the shadow side of Beltane. For 6 months later is Samhain. And some of the same themes of Samhain, of connecting with the other world and sacred forces and the veil being thin at that time, is also said to happen at Beltane. And certainly part of that has to do with the fact that in the Northern Hemisphere, Beltane is very much being celebrated in many different countries and places now. But in the Southern Hemisphere, we actually have Samhain activities happening as well. So honoring the spirits of the dead at Beltane, as one might do at Samhain, is also an appropriate activity, connecting with ancestors and ancestral customs, enjoying the cycle of life and thinking not only about life in its fullest, but also death and rebirth. We're now going to shift into our sharing portion. And I'd invite those of you who are tuning in to join us by calling in 347-308-8222. Or if you're in live chat, I invite you to share a custom, old or new, personal, or one that you've encountered in a community. Invite you to share some ways that you celebrate Beltane, or that you know that Beltane has been celebrated by others in the past or in the present. And I'm wondering with David and Jeanette if we have any callers or input from you all and or the chat room.
Hi, this is Jeanette here. Do we have anybody so far? Just us?
Nobody's called in yet.
Okay. Well, there are a few things that come to mind whenever I think about this particular time of year, and one is that it seems that in this country, in the United States anyway, with American neo-paganism, there is a lot of emphasis on the fertility aspect, but I'd also read that the ancient Celts did not really celebrate Beltane the way we do now, and that while there was an aspect of fertility of people and crops, it was also a time when you got to see who in your community made it through the winter.
Well, and that certainly is that, what I call the shadow side of Beltane, that not everyone does survive into the springtime, whether it be plants or animals or human members of a community.
Right. Yeah, it was especially a critical thing when they would have lived, you know, over 2,000 years ago or, you know, shortly thereafter, and people didn't live that long, you know. Average life expectancy might have been in the 50s if they were lucky. And so, you know, what animals survived, what people survived, came to be a really big thing. So it was not only a celebration of getting the land ready for planting, but then it also became a celebration of, hey, we're still alive after getting through the hard winter.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I do both at Beltane and at Samhain is work up at our cemetery, putting flowers up at the various grave sites. And I think that that keeps alive a really old tradition of using flowers to honor the dead as well as the living. You know, Mother's Day, which is the second Sunday in May in America, keeps alive some of the old Beltane and beginning of May flower customs. The month of May, Maya, from the goddess of increase from the ancient Romans, and Flora, whose festival in pagan Rome, April 27th to May 3rd, was a time of great joy and sensuality and fertility and a real emphasis on the reproduction. Certainly, Beltane has this whole mating dimension to it, and certainly an old tradition connected with Beltane was couples going forth into bowers and into the fields, and by making love in the fields, it was said to be a way of praying for good crops. The dancing around the maypole, many people say, also is putting out that prayer, that wish, that intention for the union of male and female in a good way for reproductive purposes for the agricultural fields and endeavors. There's a chant that we have done as part of our maypole dancing in the past, and we did this many years ago, and this is working with both the divine, both as a god and goddess, and their union. Very simple chant: earth and sky, god and goddess unify. Earth and sky, god and goddess unify. So if you can imagine several hundred people all chanting that as we're dancing the maypole, a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So the idea of bringing in the May, literally bringing in flowers and bringing in bowers of greenery into homes, into public buildings, into ceremonial places is something done in old times, continuing to be done now. And one of the special plants connected with this time of year is the hawthorn, also connected with the fae, the fairy folk. There are some other plants connected with Beltane. In fact, a punch, sometimes a wine punch, sometimes it was non-alcoholic, made of sweet woodruff blossoms would be called May wine or May punch, and you'd create a May bowl. The idea of decorating with the beautiful greenery and blossoms is not only celebratory, but a direct link with that blossom magic connected with this time of year.
Now, isn't there like a whole, I guess you could say, magical field of study that has sort of evolved around the magic associated with specific types of flowers too?
That's correct. And in fact, during the Victorian era, flowers were keyed to particular meanings, and when you put together a flower bouquet and gave it to a loved one, each of those flowers would have a symbolic meaning, so it was a way of sending a message. Within our community, rather than having that kind of flower as code for a meaning aspect, we have the flowers themselves as a symbol of friendship and sharing and community. And we've done actual flower exchanges at some of our events, our small group and large group events, where a flower is passed on to another or flowers are exchanged with a word or a phrase that the person has connected with the flower that they have chosen to give. One of the traditions that we have done with some of our small group ceremonies has to do with creating a sacred circle with harvested flowers. So everybody brings several cut flowers, and as we cast the circle and stand in a great circle around us and move around, we take our flowers, and then we start creating, going clockwise around the circle, a beautiful circle with all the flowers that we have brought with us.
Oh, that's cool.
And actually, I did a version of this Beltane custom with a green burial that I officiated at yesterday. And there's a song, "We Are a Circle Within a Circle with No Beginning and Never Ending," and it's it came out of California. Rick Hamoras, I helped birth that. His community, the Reclaiming community, has helped share that near and far. And I talked with Deborah Hamoras recently, and who's been also very instrumental and in helping with the spread of that chant. Well, we did that chant as we who brought our flowers to honor the deceased, and we created a circle of flowers around the grave and the gravestone. And for many people, they had not worked with flowers in that way to honor a deceased loved one. But it keeps alive kind of some of the magic of flowers that are so associated with this time of year.
That's really cool. And one thing that we did, I think we've only done it a couple times. We did it with my sister quite a few years ago, is that as part of our Beltane celebration to honor bringing in that season, we did a magical working where we actually planted particular types of flower seeds four various types of things that had either different magical purposes or whatever. And so as our plants grew, our, you know, our wishes manifested.
Well, that's, yeah, that's a wonderful tradition. Different sabbats in the circle craft tradition have different colors that have been associated with them. And for Beltane, the colors are rainbow colors, bright, vibrant, beautiful colors, the whole spectrum of colors of the rainbow. And our maypole and its ribbons reflect that tradition. We encourage people to celebrate Beltane by dressing in colorful clothing. And that's imitating the beautiful colors of flowers at this sacred time of year. There are some additional things that one can do to celebrate Beltane. If one is a gardener, one can do a special blessing of the gardens at this time of year. Could potentially be burying some type of sacred stone or image in the garden itself, singing in the garden, being with a loved one in the garden, dancing in the garden, a lot of different forms of connecting with plants and aiding the gardening process. It's also a time for those who are urban dwellers to go out to farmers markets. If one doesn't have much in the way of garden space where they live, chances are in city areas you not only have public parks where you can connect with the blooming of nature, but farmers markets can be a wonderful place to visit to get the energy of exuberant plant growth, because plants often are sold there, as well as various flower arrangements. I know that just prior to Beltane each year in Madison, Wisconsin, the farmers market, which during the colder time of the year is held indoors, all of a sudden is outdoors around what's known as the square around our Capitol building, which interestingly enough, when the site was picked for the Capitol building, which is based on the design of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., which has its roots in old pagan Roman architecture, you have this beautiful dome, white gleaming dome, and we don't have two wings, we actually have an equal arm cross. All around that is a big square lined with vendors from different farms all around the greater Madison area. And what a wonderful tradition to welcome in the May by going to the newly opened farmers market. So one of the things that we have done for Beltane rites as a community is to do a procession. People carrying flowers, dressed in colorful outfits, people playing musical instruments, and processing around our fields, around our green. We have a large green that once we had actually as gardens. Now the gardening that's in the middle of our green is this mugwort circle. And at Beltane time, the mugwort is just starting to come up. And we not only encircle that green, but we do the dancing around the maypole, which is in the center of this mugwort circle. And then we get to see the mugwort grow during the whole growing time, which is quite fun. And then we harvest at the middle part of summer at our Green Spirit Festival, use the mugwort herbs for our summer solstice spirit bag making, and those stalks we use for the bale fires for Beltane. One of the chants that we do with processions around our green. Sometimes it's part of the actual community ritual, and sometimes it opens our festival. It's a chant I wrote, very simple chant, and it's one that you can adapt for your own purposes. And I'd like to use that as one of our closing for tonight. Bringing in the May with our fest today. Bringing in the May with our fest today. Bringing in the May with our fest today. And soon we all will be bringing in the May, who will be celebrating Beltane this coming weekend and the weekend after that. And one of the great things about Beltane as a festival is the weather tends to be warm enough up here in our more northerly climes that we can do quite a bit of our celebration outside. Another one of our traditions is that of a labyrinth. We have a giant spiral labyrinth, and we often will kindle lights in that labyrinth. And on our equivalent of May Eve, but typically the Friday night or the Saturday night at our festival, we will have that space available for meditative labyrinth walking. Going out at twilight at Beltane time to commune with nature can be quite a magical experience. Going out just before dawn to greet the sun as it rises, also a powerful Beltane tradition. In fact, some Morris dance groups will dance the sun up, including our own friends, the Oak Apple Morris Dancers, who go to a place in Madison called Picnic Point. On May 1st, before dawn, they gather, and they will dance the sun up with traditional Morris dance. Where to find more information about Beltane lore and rituals, customs, old and new. We have my Celebrating the Seasons guide linked in to the Circle Sanctuary website. You can find that under the teaching section and look for Celebrating the Seasons. And I have a whole page that summarizes many of the things that I've shared tonight. Another way to find out about Beltane traditions is to actually take part in some form of Beltane festival in your region, to go online and connect with people that are actually doing some Beltane celebration through social networking sites. And clearly I'll be one of those people as I not only celebrate Beltane out here in southwestern Wisconsin in the fields and forest of Circle Sanctuary Nature Reserve and my home, which is adjacent, but I'll be celebrating on my Facebook page, so feel free to stop by over the next couple weeks and share some of your own traditions and ways of celebrating. I see that it's about time for us to end our Beltane Traditions show. Next week, I'm going to guide a Beltane ritual that will include a meditation and invite you all to join in. And if any of you are able to come to Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve the first weekend in May, you can come to some or all of the festival. We invite you to come and join in the festivities. To do so, you can go to www.circlesanctuary.org/Beltane. There'll be a schedule of activities, and there'll be more information about how to register and what's happening each day. I'll be doing a full moon celebration on May 3rd at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. And I look forward to being back here with Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox next week as we bring in the May with a Beltane ritual. Thanks to everyone who's tuned in. Thanks to David and Jeanette. Thanks to the Pagans Tonight Radio Network. And stay tuned because we will have Pagan Priest on shortly. And tonight we're going to end with a song by Jennifer Cutting and Ocean, The Green Man. And I also want to remind you of two special gatherings in addition to our Beltane Festival coming up that I'll be at in this height of springtime moving into summer season. The Heartland Pagan Festival, Memorial Day weekend, Kansas City. I'll be one of the speakers there. And then, of course, our Aung Pagan Spirit Gathering celebration, which is a celebration of summer, the summer solstice, June 17th through 24th at Stonehouse Park in northern Illinois, about an hour's drive west of Chicago. And if you're interested in being part of PSG, be sure to register soon. Registration's in beginning of June. And if you want to do a workshop or ritual, please get your registration in and your workshop proposal in the next few days, because at the end of April we close our workshop proposal process. Well, wishing you all a wonderful May and wishing you all bright Beltane blessings. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.